We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Kuf Chof Ches Amud Beis. We were learning about a Isha who gives birth, and with a little bit of Kuch Nefesh, what Eli Mechala on Shabbos. Zok to Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Chaya, a woman who gives birth, calls Manshai Keveh Pesuach, as long as the uterus is open, and we'll see how much time that is in the Gemara later on. Bein Amra Tzrichani, say if she says that I need this thing that being Mechal Shabbos for. Bein Loi Amra Tzrichani, and say if she says I don't need it. Mechal is a Shabbos. Either way, you don't list to be Mechal Shabbos. If she needs something, Mechal Shabbos, because she's a Matzev of Sakana. Nistam HaKeveh, once it gets to the Matzev where it's Nistam HaKeveh, where the uterus closes up, and we'll see exactly what these Shurim are in a second. Bein Amra Tzrichani, Bein Lo Amra Tzrichani, Ein Mechal Shabbos. This man, the Yama holds that it once is Nistam HaKeveh, no matter what, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Rav Ashi Masdi Hochi. That's how Rav Ashi is guards this memra. Marzutra Masdi Hochi. Marzutra's master this memra, Lakula. Amar Gudam HaShmuel. Chaya, a Isho gives birth, calls Mansha, Kever, Pesuach, Bein Omra, Tzrichani, Bein Omra, Ein Tzrichani, Mechal Masdi Shabbos. The Mechal Shabbos, Sai says, I need it. Shai doesn't say, I need it. Nistam HaKeveh, once you use it, close it up, it depends. Omra Tzrichani, she says she needs this thing. Mechal Shabbos. Then the Mechal Shabbos. Lo Mashrichani. She doesn't say I need it. Mechal Shabbos. Then you're not Mechal Shabbos. So that's the two levels. And according to Mazutra's version of Rav Yehuda Shmuel, he is Mekum. That if she says Shrichani, then you're Mechal Shabbos even after the Nistam HaKeveh. Omle Ravina Lemarema. Mazutra Masti Lekula. Mazutra says Memra Lekula. Rav Ashi Masti Lechumra. Rav Ashi goes Lechumra. Hilchasa Kaman, who do we paskin like? Amalei answer, halacha k'mazutra. We paskin k'mazutra. Why? Because a klal, sofik nefashu sahakal. When it comes to pekuach nefesh, we are mekel. And like others say, we are machmir on the v'chai behem. That's what we're machmir. Legabe the other dina, we're mekel, but legabe v'chai behem, we're machmir. And therefore, anytime it's a shayla of pekuach nefashu, we go l'kula. And now the Gemara will give us the shiurim, what's called the uterus is open or not. When is the Isha, when it says the uterus is open and she becomes in a matzah of sakana? This is even before the baby is born. When is that, when is it called psichas hakever? Omar Abaya. Mishoah shetesh v'al masber. From when she's sitting on the birthing table, that is when it's considered psichas hakever, v'gavi v'kuach nefesh. Rav Huna v'reidah Yeshua Amar. Mishoah shadam shesis v'yerid. If dam starts coming out of her, when she's such labor is so strong, she has to be carried and she can't walk herself. So any might be passing a local nice, any of these three things happen, she's already in the matzav of kuach nefesh, and you can mechal Shabbos for her. And this could be negay also when the isha becomes a nida. We know when the isha gives a baby, gives birth, she becomes a nida. Hashal, when does she become aser? When she's in labor, when she comes also. So some say it's telling the same three shiurim that if any of these shiurim happen, it could be she becomes also like Anida, I in the svarim when it comes to the gay of that. But again, Kuch Nefesh, like Gemara is saying is these are shiurim of Psichas HaKeveh. There's three different Mandi Amrim, but a lot of Rishonim say we paskin like all of them, Lakula. Whichever one happens first, she already is in the matzav of Kuch Nefesh. Now that's when it's considered Psichas HaKeveh and she's in the matzav of Kuch Nefesh. Until when is a psichas hakever? Bekitzer, what is the Morris's force? It's called nistam hakever. Close up. When is the close up? I'm also a psichas hakever. Until when is psichas hakever? I'm a bayis shloshi yavim for 3 days. For 3 days is psichas hakever. After that, nistam hakever. When do you count 3 days from? It's machlekes hashayim. Do you count 3 days from the baby is born, or 3 days from one of these shiurim, like when she sits on the birthing table, or she can't walk from labor pains? That's machlekes hashayim. When do you count 3 days? Rav Amar Shved Rav Yehuda Shiva, there's a shear of 7. And Tosis learns Nama Chleikis, saying different shear. But Amila, and they said Shloishim, there's another shear of Shloishim. So there's 3 shearim, 3, 7, and Shloishim. And the Gemara's Avoya, 3 means until 3 days is like with Psichas HaKeveh. And the Gemara's saying a second, until from 3 to 7 is the next level. Then from 7 to 30 is the next level. So when it says Shloishim, it means 7 to 30. When it says Shiva, it means 3 to 7. And the Gemara explains, Chaya, a woman who gives birth, has 3 shurim, Gimel, Zayin, Velamed. Gimel, which means until 3 days. Then the halacha is, Bein Amra Tzricha Ani, Bein Amra Lo Tzricha Ani Mechal Mat Shabbos. The first 3 days after the baby, Saif says she needs it, Saif says she doesn't need it. Either way, she's in Matzvah of Kuach Nefesh, we have Mechal Shabbos for her. Zayin, which means from 3 to 7, Amra Tzricha Ani Mechal Mat Shabbos. She says she needs this, she's not feeling well, she needs this very badly, Mechal Shabbos. Amra Lo Tzricha Ani Mechal Mat Shabbos. Lamed, which means 7 to 30, then I feel Omra Tzricha Ani Emechal Shabbos. Even she says, "Oh, I feel like Mamish, I'm dying." Not Mechal Shabbos. I've always seen there are Moi, but she's not feeling well. You let her use a guy, a non-Jew, to do the malacha for her. Kedrav Ula, Bray Drav Eloy, like Ula Bray Drav Eloy. Oh, my call Tzorchei Chayla Nasim Al Dera Moi B'Shabbos. You're allowed to do all Tzorchei Chayla, even if it's not a sakana. Ayideya any Yehudi on Shabbos. Ayideya a non-Jew on Shabbos. You're allowed to do any Tzorchei Chayla. If someone is a matzav ein bei sakana, you could tell a non-Jew to do the malacha. Then what do? It. So that's the halacha that anytime someone's a chayla, even an ein bei sakana, you're allowed to tell a guy to do the malacha, and even a malacha deraisa. Omrav Yudam Shmuel, he said a lashon like this: Lachaya lamed yom. If Isha gives birth, she has 30 days, and the Rajma speaks out. Since he didn't say 3, 7, and 30, it sounds like he's talking about something else now, a new halacha. 30 days. What's 30 days? My halacha. So what's in the gaya 30 days? Amrin adoyi l'tfilah. If you know what Shmuel says, that a chayah, someone gives birth, should not go to the mikvah before 30 days. And what's the reason? The reason is because, since she's very shvach, in those days, most of the mikvahs were freezing cold. They were in like a cave or a spring, and they were freezing cold. If anyone has been by the Rizal's mikvah, they know what type of cold mikvah it could be. So it was freezing cold mikvah, and the Isha just gave birth after 30 days. Before 30 days, she's still very weak, and she could chop a cold and make it dangerous. Therefore, it shouldn't be tied before 30 days. Omar Rava, Rava says, I can limit this idea. Loyam Ron El Shein Baila Ima. It's only if she's being toivel for Tyrus, but not being toivel for her husband. Aval Baila Ima, if she's being toivel for her husband, then Baila Mechamma. Her husband will warm her up. Rashi says, La Acha Tfila Batash Mishva Guf Meschamma as a Guf. Mina Guf. She'll get warmed up from her husband. Then it's not a problem. If she's being toivel for her husband, it's not a problem to go to mikvah within 30 days. And the Gemara says a ma'ase about this. The daughter of Chista, Tavla v'goyt lasan, she went to the mikveh after a baby within 30 days. And the daughter of Chista was married to Rava. Now her husband wasn't home. Her husband was in yeshiva, far away. When her husband wasn't home, she got a chill. They had to bring her bed to Pumpadisa. And why? To get her warmed up. She was in dangerous matzah. So you see this thing that, both things. First of all, it's dangerous to go to mikvah within 30 days. And number two is, if she's with her husband, that will warm her up. Omra Yudom HaShmur. Oysim Hadur Lachaya B'Shabbos Moisak Shavim. You're allowed to make a fire for a woman who gave birth on Shabbos in the Moisak Shavim. And some chokes are showing here if it means the chaya within 3 days, 7 days, or 30 days. Pashas will learn what it means within 30 days, because within 30 days she still can chop a cold, and for that is a little bit of a sakana. So you let him make a fire for her on Shabbos. Sovimineh. It sounds like from Shmuel's memra lechaya in lechaya loy dafka for chaya. If a lady gave birth, a kimpatur, and you could do this. A regular chayla can't. And also it sounds dafka moisach shom, dafka in the winter in moisach chav loy in the summer you can't. And the Gemara ends off, no, v'lohi, lo yishto chay, lo yishto chayla, lo yishto moisik shom, lo yishto mechama, you're allowed to make a fire for a chayla. And the itmam, Rav Chiyah ba'avon, Rav Shmuel, hik is dam, but it's down in someone who had a bloodletting, but it's down, o yishto lo yimadura, fill up to his thomas, you can make him a fire even in the summer. And Rashi speaks out, a chayla is kol shukim him hik is dam, kol shukim a chayla, you're allowed to do it, a kol chayla made salsina, and therefore if someone is cold, you're allowed to make a madura for them, even on Shabbos. That's what comes out. And so, what does it mean? It means dafka of the matzav of sakana. We have not a matzav of sakana, and there's more machlekesim over here if she dafka needed it or not. But there's a lot of rishonim here, which comes out in sugya of kuch nefesh. A lot of it's bite out of this gemara. Now the gemara is going to go into a whole half of Amud Gemara about bloodletting. In those days, bloodletting was very healthy, and they did bloodletting all the time. We'll see later on, it was once a month. Every person got a bloodletting once a month, because they held that was healthy. It could be that was the metzias. The metzias could be changed. Shtanu ativim. By us, we don't have this metzias anymore. Those days, that was metzias, that the bloodletting was very healthy for them. So, and after they bloodlet, they had to warm themselves up. So Shmuel tzolchule tachtecha d'shago. Shmuel used to, when he needed wood, he broke his fancy armchair to get the wood. It was so important for him to have wood for fire, he broke the armchair. Rav Yehuda tzolchule b'ser d'yavna. He used to break his table made out of yavna wood, which is very chosh of a wood, type of cedar tree. And he used to break that in order to have fire for his bloodletting, to warm him up. L'rabba tzolchule shashifa, they broke the bench. Only a bala rabba, v'alkav marav shabal tashkes. What are you doing? It's bal tashkes. Amalei, bal tashkes d'gufay yadifli. Bal tashkes of my guf is more important than bal tashkes of the chair. What was Abaye thinking? Abaye thought that, you know, the chair is more important than your life. What was Abaye thinking? Enfit the Marsha, we're not talking about Shabbos here. We're talking about the weekday. Well, you could go buy the wood. So Abaye's question to Rabbi was, what's the rush? What's the rush that you're going to break the fancy chair? Go to the store and buy wood. So the answer, no, Baal Tashka Gafay Audibly. And since it's maybe a suffix that I need it quicker, so it's more important to know about Tashka. My guf is more important. Or maybe I wanted to say maybe a little bit, I don't know if this is the kvash on him, maybe tying it to him that even if you could get wood, maybe b'mokoyim your guf, it's not about tashkas at all to use to break a chair. Because my son, I'm helping out my guf, even though I could buy wood. But either way, I'm not sure how to learn. But there's a shtickle machlokes here in a case where it's not Shabbos, and it's not an emergency, you go get wood if you could break the chair or not. Om Rav Yudom Arav, l'olam yimka odm kairis beisoy v'yigach mina olam l'raglov. It's very important to wear shoes. And ad kedei kach, if you could take the roof off your head in order to buy shoes. And still, heikes dam ve'in l'ma yoichal, if you did a bloodletting and you're willing to eat, it's very healthy to eat after a bloodletting because you lose a lot of blood. Still, even so, yim kamen olam, these shoes that you sold the roof of your house for, you should sell those shoes in order to get something to eat after bloodletting. Yim kamen olam shebaragla, v'yasbek mem tzarech yisuda, and buy tzarech yisuda. My tzarech yisuda, what's a good suda to have after a bloodletting? Well, so two things are good. Rav Amar Basar, it's good to have meat. Shmuel Amar Yain, it's good to have wine. Rav Amar Basar, wine, nafsha chalav nafsha. A nefesh instead of a nefesh, a piece of basa instead of the nefesh you lost by bloodletting. Shmuel Yayin, sumka chav, sumka, red instead of red. Simen shenimsa. The Gemara gives more things of different things people ate after, different amarayim ate after bloodletting. Shmuel b'yemid the Ovid Milsa, the day he did a bloodletting, Ovid leitavshil tachle. He ate a dish of spleen. Spleen has a lot of blood in it. Rav Yochanan shasi adenofik tia mu'une. He drank wine until the smell of wine came out of his ears. Rav Nachman shasi ad kafi tachla. He drank so much until his spleen was floating. Rav Yosef shasi ad nafik mivda de kuslisa. He drank so much wine until it was dripping out of the hole where they stuck him to make the bloodletting. Wine was dripping out of that hole. Rav Mahada chamra bar tlosa tarfir. Rav obviously makes sure he got wine a bar tlosa tarfir. It's a big shy what this means. Pashas means, Virashi means, it's a third crop after they started harvesting grapes. So then, that wine was very good wine. That third crop, and they used that crop of wine, of grapes that used for the wine. Omer Nachman by Yitzchak Rabbanu Matusim Nechu. I beg you, but Yoimid Aikaza the day of bloodletting. Omru LeBeisechayu, tell your wife, Nachman Ikla Gavon. Nachman is coming too. The Rashiv is coming for supper, and therefore he makes a beautiful supper. And that way, you'll have what eat on Yoimid Aikaza. The Kule Arume Asiri. All haramas also bar mahaya arma. Besides for the harama coming up that we're going to the sharia, it's muta. What's the harama coming up that we'll show you? So some say it's sikkel hemshich that the case before us was sikkel harama where they said Nachman is coming, the Rashiv is coming, and if he makes a good supper. But maybe Rashi's not mashma, someone's like that. Rashi's mashma, tell them harbu besuda ki ilu ani sayer zlechem. Like ki ilu. So they didn't mamash fool her. But either way, the next thing is harama. That's muta. What's the harama? Man David Milsa, someone who. There was done a Mando Milsa who had bloodletting, but Efshalay Lishkol Zuzu Efshalay doesn't have any money to buy wine. He needs wine. Lishkol Zuzu Maka, let him take a Keklap Dazuz, a coin that doesn't, that it's not a good coin. People, a lot of people don't accept this coin. He should take that coin in his pocket, but lazel l'shev chanusha, let him go to seven stores, ad tam shira vasa, until he gets a shira vias of wine. Why? He can't buy wine because he doesn't have enough money for it. But he has this one klapta coin, so he walks into the store, and he says, you know, I want to buy some wine. Can I take, you know, everyone's allowed to taste a little wine, see if it's good. It tastes a little bit? Yeah, delicious. Hey, here's my coin, I want to buy it. The guy looks at the coin, yeah, I don't want it. There you go, you're fine. I don't care, you tasted it, leave. And he goes to the next place. After seven places, enough tasting, that'll be a total revius on wine. And it's not Geneva, because he was planning on paying for it. And this coin has enough value that for sure could buy the wine he was going to take, and they didn't want to accept it. So it's not a Geneva, it's only Hirama. It looked like he was going to buy. He was going to buy, but he had this other coin with him, and maybe they weren't going to take it. Therefore, it's Hirama. But Maisa, it's Mutra Du, and therefore, he's a way he could to get a Revius Yain. Viloi, if he doesn't have his coin even, Lecho Shev Tamre Ochma. So he's take seven black dates. Belishav Mishchav is there. Put on oil on his forehead. Venigni B'shem Shalem. Go to sleep in the sun. Let him rest in the sun. And this way it will warm him up, and that will help him get better from the bloodletting. Avlot, Ashkele Shmuel, the Goni B'Shimshim. Avlot was a non-Jew, he was a astronomer, and he was a philosopher, and he found Shmuel was sitting, Goni B'Shimshim, he's sitting in the sun. Omlech HaKim HaDeyim, you know, the smart one by the Eden, B'Shim Yavatava, is the sun good? Something hot like that, you know, sunburn, is that good? Yeah, Yom Adai Kazu, it's Yom Adai Kazu, so it's good for me today. And the Gemara says, Lohi, that wasn't really why Shmuel was in the sun. There's a day, one day a year, the sun is very good. Yom Adai Tukuvas Tamas, the day that is Tukuvas Tamas, which means the longest day of the year. Some of the Tevish means the shortest day of the year, and that's the first day of the sun in the solar system. And that day is special school to go into the sun. But Vasavala Igle, he didn't want to tell this non-Jew this, he didn't want to tell Avlet about this, therefore he kept the secret, said the reason is outside Kaza. So like tomorrow, the more about the bloodletting. Ravish Muhammad Vaukal, make a suda Kaza's dam. Anyone who doesn't make a huge suda for Kaza's dam, a kilim is an ismashmayim. They don't give him so much panasa. Why? But Ibrahim Hu al Khaiv Lichas, he doesn't care about his own life. I need Khas Allah. I will be worried about his life. Ravish Mu Dharma Tavayu, Haiman the other milsa, Lilesiv Hekh the Karach Zika. Someone who just did a bloodletting shouldn't be in a place where it's very windy. So maybe when the technician did whatever you want to call it, the Uman, the person who does the bloodletting professional, when he did the bloodletting, maybe he was moikim law on left, you know, left to a revias dam. But also Zika, the wind comes, and the wind will take out some dam from you, and the person could die. But also Zikana, come to Zikana. And the Gemara's example, Shmuel have a ruggle, Vav Milsa Vesa Shev Levena Varicha. When he used to do bloodletting, he used to go to a house that had seven, the walls were thick like this, seven Levenas, which each Levena is three Tfachim wide. That means it was 21 Tfachim wide, plus Varicha, which is a half a Levena, one and a half Tfachim. Altogether, 22 and a half Tfachim wide. That's how wide this wall was. 22 and a half Tfachim, unbelievable width. Yom Echada, Avad, he did it in his house, and he felt a bissel of wind. It was missing one aricha, which means it was, instead of 22 and a half tvachim, it was 21 tvachim, and he still felt the difference. So you see how important it was, it shouldn't have any wind whatsoever. Ravish Mulam Tvayo, Haimad Av Milsa, Litta Midi. Someone who is going to get bloodletting, he should taste something, and then go out. Diloi, the shayla means if he tastes before or eats something afterwards. Diloi ta'amid, if he doesn't taste anything, if he's fasting, ipagav ashichva, if he meets a dead person, yarkape, his face will turn green. Ipagav command the katan afshe, if he meets a murderer, mice, he'll die. Ipagav davachar, if he meets a chazir, then kashu davachar, it's not good for tsaras, because a lot of chazirim have tsaras, and since he's in this bloodletting, he's in a shvacha state. So if he sees any of these things, it'll cause him to get sick, and therefore he should make sure to be eating when he's doing bloodletting.